bit clothes or nothing. I put on, maybe she'd say, oh, well, I better put on my good dress. That kind of thing.
Would you use the word crimp about a man?
No, it's strictly female.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a man who likes to dress real well?
Well, you'd call him a well-dressed man, so I don't know about all I can say about it.
Did you ever hear him called a jelly bean?
Oh, Lord, yes. Years ago, a jelly bean was, it wasn't necessarily a well-dressed man. It was kind of a boy among the boys. We've got them today like we had them those days, only because they got other names for them now.
You mean homosexual? Or?
That's what they use mostly now.
Uh-huh.
But not necessarily. It was a boy that would try to attract the opposite sex, women and girls,
uh-huh,
would be a jelly bean. It wouldn't necessarily mean, we never referred to anybody as homosexuals. There was very few people, those back in my day, that were anything, but we had another name for them. But the thing about it is, I don't understand it myself. They speak of homosexuals like it was rather an honor to be a homosexual. I don't understand it myself.
Mm-hmm. What did y'all call them back then? Mm.
Well, I don't know, I don't know what to say.
Something that you carry coins in, you call a
purse.
And something a woman could wear strung up around her neck.
Necklace.
What about beads?
Beads, necklace.
You call it a what, a bead?
We'd call them beads, or you'd call it a necklace.
Would you ever say a pair of beads or a string of beads?
String of beads would be, it was used some, it had already used the string of beads. But
what's something she could wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
Any old-fashioned name for those?
Galluses.
Okay.
That we didn't use it either, though. Very few people use galluses.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you hear that?
I don't know. it's just a word that I know that they were called galluses by most of our farm people.
Mm-hmm.
And galluses were used more in the South than they are in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, like I say, East Texas is more like the South than this part of Texas. This part of Texas is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like West Texas and South Texas. You know, we are South Texas. But East Texas have a lot of words that they use in East Texas are the same as them over in. Now, I don't understand. There's one thing I don't understand is Louisiana people. Now, I'll tell you one thing. I go down to the Bible to do so and so, and they'll always add yes to everything. You go to town yesterday? Yes. Before you ever can answer, why, he said yes. I love those people.
Yeah. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover, is the
bedspread.
What did women used to make to put on the bed?
They made quilts. And they also made bedspreads.
Uh-huh. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
What do you put the pillow in?
Pillow slip.
And do you remember anything about twice?